Chapter 51. On his way back from Boston, Jesse stopped in at Paradise General Hospital. He found Frankie Greenberg's new room. Her father, Hank, was seated next to her bed. She was still unconscious. At Jesse's suggestion, Hank joined him in the hallway. Any progress? Dr. Lafferty said she appeared to be inching toward consciousness. He noticed some rapid eye movement, and when he was questioning her, her facial expressions kept changing. He was encouraged. What's next? Continued progress, hopefully. Do you need anything? Thanks, no. They're taking very good care of me here. You'll call me if there's any change? I will. The two men said their goodbyes, and Jesse headed home. Jesse found Healy's car parked in front of the footbridge. He crossed the bridge and walked around the house to the porch, where he found the captain dozing on the sofa, Mildred Memory asleep on his lap. Healy's eyes fluttered open when Jesse arrived.
I thought I'd stop by on my way home, he said. See how you're doing.
Jesse unlocked the porch doors and opened them.
So how you doing?
Scotch?
On the rocks.
Jesse went inside and fixed two drinks. Healy stayed put, not wishing to disturb the cat. Jesse returned, handed Healy his scotch, then sat down and took a sip of his own.
The times, they are a-changin', Jesse said.
Woody Guthrie?
Bob Dylan.
After my time, Healy said.
Most things are.
Your favorite person was asking about you.
And that would be?
Lucas Wellstein, of course. He thinks you might know the whereabouts of a certain Native American gentleman.
He's still a person of interest?
To Lucas he is, yes.
He's wrong.
Maybe, but he still thinks you may be withholding information.
Jesse didn't say anything.
All that's preventing him from pouncing on you is the fact that Ryan Rooney has disappeared also.
Maybe they're together, Jesse said.
Try not to be cute, okay?
It's hard for me not to be cute.
Do you know where he is?
Crow?
Yes.
No.
Have you tried to find him?
No.
Would you? In the interest of cooperation with a federal agency?
I'll take it under advisement.
You're one incredible ballbuster.
Everyone says that.
And it's no wonder. Healy took a sip of his scotch and stood, dislodging Mildred. You could at least try to take this a bit more seriously, he said.
Crow didn't do it.
Healy didn't say anything. Ryan Rooney killed her. I'm not doubting you.
Then what's your point?
I'm a big fan of Peace in the Valley, Healy said.
Woody Guthrie?
Healy stared at him.
Maybe if you hummed a few bars, Jesse said. I knew this was a mistake. The scotch was good, though.
The scotch was excellent, Healy said.
He took one last pull on his glass, looked around for a few moments, then stepped off the porch and headed for his car.